As we close the month of March 2022, today, Monday, the 28th of March, our markets continue to give us important signals about our food situation in the country. Usually we start with in terms of prices, they tell us a lot, as well as sources of commodities. We have seen a slight movement, really starting with potatoes. Charts $3.50 to $5 is a slight increase on the upper side. Small, $5 to $6, medium not changing much, $7 to $8 a pocket. Large, $8 to $9 a pocket. Extra large, $9 to $10. It's a slight decrease from $11 over the past week, just showing that demand is slightly suppressed, just as prices are also suppressed. Tomatoes, the sandak is going for $6 to $12 a plastic sandak, 30 kgs plastic sandak. Wooden box, $1 to $3. Plastic dish, 80 cents to a dollar. So the potato situation, the tomato situation remains suppressed, although consumers can be happy with it, but farmers are really struggling to go back to the field. Vegetables, cabbage head, 30 cents to 50 cents, still remains like that for a while. Kovo, $2 to $2.50. Usually Mondays is around $3, but it's now lower because supplies are quite high from Chihuahua and many other areas. Leaf vegetables are actually in supply in big volumes. Rep, $1.50 to $2. It's also a downward price. Usually it's $2 on Mondays. Sunga, $1 to $1.50 is also suppressed. Just showing that our leaf vegetables, the price is also lower than other days or other Mondays. A beetroot, $1, then 10 kg pocket of onion, $4 to $8, so not changed for a while. 60 kg semia of onion is now $23 to $25 each. This is usually for people who buy in bulk, for breaking bulk wherever they go and sell. And then English cucumber, $1, cauliflower and broccoli still at $1.50 a kg, celery, $1, chili pepper, $1. These are marked in lower prices, but they also move very slowly, but you know, they are always in the market. Lettuce, 50 cents to a dollar a head. Cherry tomato, $1. Garlic, $3 to $4 a kg, has not changed for a while. Ginger, $2 to $3 a kg as well, has not changed. Okra, we've seen a marked decrease in price. 5 liter is now going for $1.50 to $2.50 from $5 to $6 in the last week when supplies were quite low. Eggplant, $1 a head. Then mushroom, fresh, $1.50. We no longer have wild mushroom, it's out of the season now. Red and yellow pepper, $2 to $2.50 a pound. And then on the dry section, there isn't much change as well. Matemba, $36 to $38 a 20-liter tin. Madura, $30 to $35. That's amakwimbi, $30 to $35 a 20-liter tin. Yes, that's a bucket. Sugar beans, $20 to $24. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 a 5 kg. And then our dried vegetables, there isn't much change as well. Munyemba, $16 a bucket. Munyeve, $14.16. Mutsine, $15.16. Dried cover and cabbage, $15-$18 a bucket. And then on the high value section, sweet potato, 20-liter tin is now going for $4 to $5. Prices are going down now. Supplies, sources, and volumes are also increasing, knocking down prices. 60 kg semia is now going for $25 to $30, which is still quite high. Sweet potatoes are already competing with bread and other snacks for breakfast. Magogoya also competing very well. 20-liter tin is now going for $12 to $15. 60 kg semia is going for $85 to $90. It's still quite high. It's quite a niche product, but many people are now really testing Magogoya. They want to just see what it is like. It looks like it's getting its own market share. Butternuts today, $35.40 a semia, that's a 60 kg bag. Carrots, $35.50 being the highest price for a good quality. Green pepper, $12 to $15 a semia. Cucumber, $14-$16 a semia. Fine beans, $8 to $12, quite low price. Supplies are quite high. Peas today is coming in the market. It has come at $20 a semia. Green millets down to $1 to $1.50 a dozen. We have a lot of green maize now coming in from different areas, including fields. Others are selling by the roadsides. Green millets is in season, so prices are quite low. Sugar cane, apparently sugar cane is now coming in the market. A bundle is at $6 to $8. We have many areas that are producing sugar cane now. Many areas like Cholocho, Nkai, or wetlands, where there are so many gardens. We see green sugar cane really becoming quite some big business, which is very interesting. In Nkai and other areas like Cholocho, we have the bundle is going for $3. But when it comes to bigger markets, it's now up to $6 to $8. But sugar cane looks like they have come in the market much earlier this year compared to other years, which is quite important because sugarcane are actually a source of
income for many people and source of energy. Many people who chew sugarcane, they can stay the whole day without having eaten a lot of food because the sugars really are quite good for energy. Then sweet trees are also competing very well. That's IPRA, $2.50 to $3 a bundle. Now with sugarcane coming in, it looks like competition is holding up between sugarcane and sweet trees. But we know that sweet trees might be moving out of the market in the next maybe a month or so because they usually are two seasons now. And now with sugarcane coming in, sugarcane is more like a winter crop, like, but then sweet trees are a summer crop, which means they are now very soon they'll be out of the season. Our fruit basket is quite big now. It's also doing very well. We have newcomers coming, especially wild fruits. What is missing, what is not in the market? Masao and Matoa are not in the market at the moment. But we now have fresh nyi again coming in at $5, $2.50 a 5 liter, as well as dried nyi for the on the previous season. Mao used to be 5 liters going for 3 to 4. Apples, $22, $24 a box. Avocado, 50 cents to $50 to 80, that's Zim dollars, 50 to 80 Zim dollars each, or a dollar for 2 for 3. Banana, $7, a crate, it's been like that for a while. Bananas are really on song. Grapes, $16 to $22. Orange, $6.50 to $7. We have supplies from Mazowe, from Bedbridge and other areas. Other orchards are really supplying oranges, which is quite good because orange is really now becoming a permanent feature in the market. Strawberry, $1 to $2 a pint. Then PS, $12 to $15. What is not in the market? Majanje, apricots, nachos. These are out of season at the moment. And then we have Rusika, dollar per packet, a very small packet. Popo, dollar. Rusika is tamarind. It's actually competing very well. It's now finding its way in the market very well. Plums, $2. A planet, nectar is $1. Mango is gone forever now. I think we might be forgetting mango by the end of this year, around in November, December. At the moment, mango is gone out of the market. It went out at $3 to $4 a bucket. Then peaches, $12 to $14 a box. We don't have matamba mazungu. Coconuts, $1 to $1.50. See where that price. Watermelon, $1 to $1.50. Big ones. Leches, $1. Then we have fruit melon. Suvu, $2.50. Suvu is on song in all markets. So it's actually in season at the moment. Maybe it's just harvesting and then it's in the market quickly. Pineapples, $12 to $15, that's rienge per box. Lemon bucket is $3.50 to $4. Still have demand for lemon. Lemon is still very much demanded. It's very good for flus and other things. It's actually found in the almost all markets, local markets and big markets, as well as small ones. Field crops, grain, maize. Grain is still at $4 a bucket. It's not changing. Maize, mumare, $23 a bucket. We still have see a lot of business around Mutakura. That's why maize, mumare is always on demand. Nzungumusho, that is shelled groundnuts, $22, $24 a bucket. Then fresh groundnuts, Nzungunyoro, $5 to $8 a bucket is actually coming in now. Sakawoma Nzungu, that is dry. Unshelled groundnuts, $4 to $5 a bucket, has been like that for a while. And then Mumare Nzungu, $7 a bucket. Nyimo shelled, $20 to $23 a bucket of Nyimo, that's round nuts. Fresh Nyimo, $10 to $12 a bucket. It's still really, the price is still high. The supplies are actually not very high, so the price remains quite high. Soya beans, $12 to $15 a bucket. Then wheat, $8 to $9. Popcorn, $16, it's not changing. Cow peas, $10 to $16 a bucket, it's not like that for a while. Sunflower, $12 a bucket, it's been like that since February. This is January, in fact. Rio, that's small finger millet, $20 to $22 a bucket. Munga, pearl millet, $10 to $12 a bucket. Rice shelled, $40, unshelled, $25. That's showing the difference between value addition and not value adding. The value added processed rice, that's mpunga brown, $40, unshelled, $25, almost double. We don't have Runinga in the market, that's sesame. I'm sure some farmers are harvesting now. And then Mafunde, that's sorghum, $12 a bucket. Wound cucumbers, we have Mapudzi actually coming in now. This is quite interesting. Wound cucumber, Mapudzi, $12 a big bag. And then then we move to the, these are wound cucumbers. These are more like Mapudzi, but also we have other cucumbers as well, like Magaka emins. These are actually also on the market at $12 a bucket, a big sack, a big sargassemia, actually coming in now very well. And then poultry section, broilers, ordinary are going for $4 to $5 to $6 each, mothers, $8 to $9, off layers, $3.50 to $4, and then roadrunner hens, $5 to $8, cocks, $7 to $9. Apparently, we have a very big business now of chickens rearing and selling eggs and producing even chicks. This business is actually quite big in Cholocho, Lupane, parts of Funkai. We see a lot of development partners promoting indigenous chickens, and this is quite commendable. What we just need is to promote our indigenous chickens. They are now being produced in high volumes, including even Amatende, Lehanga, for $8 each year, but when they are in the community, they are around $5, $6. showing that it's actually big business. While we have seen some people promoting broilers in rural areas, but we see our indigenous chickens really competing very strongly, such that it's very rare to find broilers competing in the rural areas where indigenous chickens are, which is quite commendable. We need to promote our own indigenous food. Ducks, $8 to $12. Also, these are all more like indigenous ducks as well. And then turkeys, $20 to $30 each. $30 being the biggest turkeys. Matoki, pigeons, $1.50 to $2. We've seen a slight decrease in the price of pigeons. They used to be $2 to $5. Now they are $1.50 to $2. Just showing that we have had a lot of suppliers now. Then rabbits, $8 each. Eggs, small, $3 to $3.50. Medium, $4 to $4.50. That's a crate. Large, $5 a crate. This is what is happening in our markets. Our markets are so busy and they are also very dynamic. Being month-end, we were expecting to see a lot of consumers coming in, but it looks like it has remained stable in terms of volumes of people coming in terms of prices as well. But nevertheless, we are happy that our markets continue to really show us that we still have diversity of food at the moment. So we can be using our markets to use them as early warning systems so that we see as the season progresses what happens to our food systems. We'll always be keeping you posted in terms of sources and prices as well, because prices are very important even for farmers, for consumers, even for policymakers. We need to use prices to control inflation, to see what intervention can we make, what time, what is needed. Should we then put more money? Did you inject more money among consumers so that they are able to buy? All this is visible through our prices in the market. As always, giving you updates, Charles Dewa, representing Imukambo, is my name.